Hey friends, happy Tuesday. Just having a good day. Hey, in a few moments, I want to share some thoughts about walking out the pre-made plan that God has for your life and mine. Good. Hey, before I do that, a couple of housekeeping things as usual. Number one, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there. Please share this video on social media. Hey, we have an email we send out usually every Friday, and if you're not receiving that, full of updates, good things, there'll be a sign-up link below. We give a free gift to everybody who signs up for our email news, so hit that link there. Third thing, my ministry school, my online ministry school, is back up and running, back up and functional. So what is that? That's actually a place to take courses online. I have an ordination course, and I'm going to be trying to add new courses every month with that. And also from the fall, I'll be doing teaching days on Saturdays in New England and hopefully also here in Europe. So check that out, ministryschool.net. And lastly, I'm in France this week. I'm going to be in Chambon-sur-Lignon for the next week. I hope to be meeting with a great church here at the weekend. Next week, I'm going to be back in New England, be in Sturbridge in the morning and NEF in the afternoon. What else is going on? Hey, we have an outreach in the town of Parma. We're looking at planting a church or just exploring what God is doing in the town of Parma, Mass. And we're having an outreach there on Saturday, July the 30th. Everybody's welcome there. And lastly, I'll be with Berkshire Christian Fellowship in the afternoon of July 31st as well. Again, all those details on my website or via my email newsletter. Good. Hey, let me share something with you today. I've had a good day today. I got up early, went for a bike ride while it was still cold, and sat down in my town here and had a cup of coffee, and then had an interesting conversation actually with a drunk guy who I'm sure hadn't slept all night and was eating coffee and croissants. And then Noah and I went to the local market here, and good. Had a good day there. But let me read a couple of scriptures and just share something. One from the Old Testament, one from the New. Ephesians 2:10, and I'm reading from the Classic Amplified here. It says, "We are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, recreated in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking the paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." And also just a scripture from, I don't have the reference there, but I believe it's Deuteronomy 6 and around about verse 6 or 7, it says, "So shall it be when the Lord God brings you into the land which he will give you, a land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. And when you have eaten of full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out from the house of bondage." Here's my quick thought for you today. You know, God has a plan for our life. God really has a plan for our life. He invites us into the decision making of that plan. He invites us to explore. He invites us to think and interact. He's not looking for sycophant slaves, if you will, but he's got this glorious, wonderful plan for our life. And, you know, I'm not a real computer gamer. I think I played some computer games in the 90s. But, you know, if you can relate to that world, if you play one of these computer games, it's like you're walking through a maze, through a pathway, through a spaceship, through a wherever, that somebody else has designed for you. And usually in that kind of game, there are like packages you can pick up or refills for your guns or food supplies or medical things if you're running low, whatever. And I want you to see that God's laid out a pathway for us. And in a way, it's not that we can't deviate from that pathway. We can always bring our free will to bear as we walk along that pathway. But everything you'll need, all things that pertain to life and godliness, have been given for us. And I think in the same way, obviously in the Old Testament, it was more an emphasis on physical things. They were spiritually dead. But the Lord says to the people of Israel, you're going to live in houses full of good things that you didn't fill. You're going to drink from a well which you didn't hew out. You didn't dig that well. And I just want to proclaim that over your life and mine today, God has wells for us to drink of that we didn't have to dig. God has olives for us to eat that we didn't plant. And the work that God requires of you and I is not necessarily to dig the well. The work God requires for you and I is to walk by faith. Yeah, the disciples came to Jesus and said, what must we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God has sent. And I believe God wants us to have that daily faith, walk in that faith. Lord, I'm in your will. If I'm not in your will, I've got faith that you'll redirect me into your will. And Lord, I'm going to play the computer game you set up for me today. I'm going to walk through the paths you have for me today. I'm going to walk in fellowship with you, but I'm going to realize everything I need has been laid down in that pathway. And it's a walk of faith, not one by sight. And the work you want me to do is really to rest, is to abide, is to believe, is not to rely again on my own strength, on my own force, on my own incapacity. God brought the people of Israel out of the house of bondage. And if you will, he led them for a whole generation in the desert. And the whole point of the desert is they had to learn, you can do nothing for yourself with the desert. Yeah, you can't feed yourself. You can't water yourself. You can't find things to drink. You've got to learn to rely on God. And then God's going to bring them into a land of blessing, a land of plenty, a land of houses, vineyards, wells, olive trees, whatever. And God's saying, when you get to that place where I give you things that you don't remotely deserve, I give you things that I've prepared beforehand that you would walk in, just don't forget me. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, you will remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. You know, to me, the operative word in that verse is the word remember. And God wants to, I think he wants to bless us. I think he wants to provide for us. I think, everything we will need, he's prepared beforehand that we'd walk in, the callings on our life, the blessings, the challenges, the fruit we'll bear. Everything we do is really God at work in us. But he wants us to remember him. He wants us to give thanks to him. So wherever you're at, I'm 6 hours ahead of some of you, my friends on the East Coast in the US. But as you wake up today, thank God. God's got everything you need today. But be one who's thankful. Be one who remember, Lord, I'm drinking tea from a cup that you gave me. You put the tea bag and the milk in the cup. God, you gave me the house to live in. God, you gave me the breath in my body. And my job is not to make Tuesday work. My job is not to work Tuesday. My job is to work the work of faith and to walk by faith, not by sight, and to walk on the promises of God and daily to stand on these and believe these. Come on. Let me finish with this, but you know, one of the biggest challenges I've found in my life, and I found whenever I really get around people of faith, it's not knowing the teaching. That's one journey. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But it really comes down to how much or how little we apply that teaching in our life. And I know for me, I've come to the place where personally, 4 or 5 times a day, I'll take a little break in my day and I come back and I remember. What do I mean? I mean, I touch base with some realities. I proclaim some things over my life. This is who God says I am. This is where God has placed me. I don't mean on a map. I mean in Christ Jesus. This is the things God's going to do for me. I'm holding on to his promises, but really his promises are holding on to me. And I believe that all things are working together for my good. And I would bake into your day those daily reminder. Remember the Lord your God. That's the key to life in the spirit. Boom. Hope that's a help, guys. Again, check out some of those links below. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube and do sign up for our email newsletter. Drop me a line if I can pray for you. Really would be glad to do that. And I hope to see you soon in the plan of God. Bye for now.